Yellow.
Hey, Steven, it's Gabe Cardiff.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not much. Sorry I missed your call there.
No, I was just calling back. So what do you, if I try to pop something out of QuickBooks, it won't. It's not going to pop out right. That's what I was saying. I can't go in and like tweak it like that.
I mean, what is it? Just like inaccurate, or is it just outdated statement from this year, or what's kind of the problem there?
We don't have all of the vendor information in as far as the bills that we pay out to the suppliers and stuff. Not all of that is inputted. Like, there's she had to go back through the thing and redo it, and there's actually two full vendors that are missing out of payments out. So the whole thing is just it doesn't look right when it pops out. It looks like we have way more money than we have.
So
I'm trying to go through right now and throw together a P&L for you off the. I'm just trying to pull off the bank statements, everything. I guess I'm gonna throw together a P&L off of that. I can throw one together real quick. What was the other stuff that you were looking at? Just P&L work or?
So no, if possible, or actually, we're really gonna need the P&L, and then accounts receivable and payable, and then a balance sheet.
Okay. I can get you. I know for a fact I can get. I can pull the P&L, accounts receivable, and accounts payable. I mean, you just need a lump sum on accounts receivable and accounts payable.
Yeah, just. I mean, that would be fine if you can make it a little more detailed. I'm sure it would help, but. Just put together what you can. I mean, that's really our best bet. Have your accountant throw together. You know, your accountant should be able to do it pretty quickly.
Yeah, she's out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I would just say, yeah, just try and put it together the best you can, and we'll try and roll with that.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Bye. Thanks. Bye.